It's the 8th of October 2018. We are sitting in the middle of Israel, we are sitting in the middle of Tel Aviv, and we are sitting in the middle of sunshine. But my colleague here gave a presentation that didn't speak about the sunshine at all. He had many clouds in his presentation concerning the media in Israel. But he is next to me, he's still very optimistic as a person, as far as I can look at him closely and clearly in his eyes. And he's going to present himself, just in a very few words.
My name is Rotem Danon. I'm the editor-in-chief of Liberal Magazine, which is a political magazine, privately owned, printed magazine in Israel, and also the editor-in-chief of Ulpan Shishi, which is the main news broadcast of the weekend in the largest news company in Israel.
And although this sounds so fine and great, so many combats in political attitudes, in mental attitudes, and maybe even in religious attitudes. But you're still there as a survivor. And there are many survivors. All the media outlets, the major even printed outlets, are still there as a survivors. How come? What do you do in order to combat this kind of difficult perspective?
It's difficult to answer because unlike, let's say, news outlets in most of the other Western countries, we are not a part of big entertainment conglomerates or not a part of long tradition of ownership of news outlets, let's say, like the families that built the New York Times. But we do have a sentiment of building news, bringing news, being a part of democracy, and it somehow, in America's way, brings more people to participate in making media, even in difficult time, and even in this time, which is the most difficult time, politically, socially, and mostly financially.
And in spite of all that, you never started as an independent media, as we did in Germany, called
the fourth estate
and the media. You've got four tribes, so there are lots of differences between these two numbers, but still there's something in common. You grow up in a very difficult situation, and finally you became more and more independent, and in spite of that, you are fighting for that independence as a journalist. Can you do that without losing your reputation?
I think no, but if you refer to the fourth estate, it's something that was very ambivalent in the building of Israel, in the narrative that was transmitted through the political system, through the way that we were built. It was not something that was obvious. So it was something that was built eventually from the ground up and not with the help of the founding fathers and the people that built the country. And still there are forces that are trying to eliminate or to make the media weaker. And the society loses democratic values from year to year for many reasons. But the media is trying to stay, to hold ground in this situation. It's not easy.
I know for this talk, we just have the time of the length of the cigarette. We are going not to burn your time, but we are just going to ask you one last question, and it's a difficult one. Imagine all the questions I could have asked. Which question should I have asked in order to be relevant for you to give a good answer?
I think the most difficult question, if will I and my friend will survive in our occupation 10, 20 years from now, and I really don't have an answer to it. And this is the most troubling thing.
Okay, so we just say Mazel Tov.
Mazel, thank you.